I'm sure you've already had days or where you're extremely excited and then days where you're like, meh. And you have to reignite that passion. It's like a marriage. You don't just wake up every day and be like, you're so hot. I'm obsessed with you. You got to like stoke that fire.
Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go.
Evans, welcome back to Questionably Awesome, where we answer the people's questions about life, and we typically give some really, really great life advice.
Oh yeah, this is like better than your therapist.
I mean, I think so. And what's our PO box to send a check to? Do we have a PO box?
We should get one. Oh man, what if we got snail mail?
Oh my God. I feel like we're not a real podcast or even real human beings until, like, we can't be taken serious until you have a PO box.
Wait, can I go get a PO box in Indiana?
Yes, and you can read our letters like Delilah.
Oh my, and we can write them back.
We could read them on air and then we can like, we could dedicate a song. It'd be a real original hit.
No one's ever done that before.
Nobody, I feel like this is the show that could happen. Don't tell Delilah. I haven't listened to that podcast yet.
Oh, you have to. Delilah is a good person. She has been through a lot and she just followed her dreams.
If I have a child, I might name it Delilah, boy or girl.
I think you should.
It's a boy. We can just call him D, you know, whatever.
Big D.
Big D. My baby. What's your baby's name? It's Big D. Oh, I'd be like, I am not going to hang out with that mom. Yeah. Although I'd probably definitely hang out with that mom. I'd be like, she just called her kid Big D. We can get down. I mean, this is getting weird. What have you been up to? I know you're really excited about the sunshine in Indiana today.
Oh my gosh. The sun is shining and also it's only 32 degrees, which is like a heat wave.
Oh, it's been really cold, huh? Man, do I remember that. Have you been walking outside when it's been really cold?
Yes, I learned that you just have to layer and cover your head and wear good gloves.
It's the truth. Chris and I would walk like in way negative temperatures because guess what? You get real, real depressed if you're not outside in the winter in these Midwestern or Northern places or Eastern.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you feel like a blob.
A total blob. Like, you know what though? When you're putting on your snow pants, it doesn't really matter. The only tough part, like I used to walk in snow pants. Do you walk in snow pants?
No, I've been walking in leggings for the base layer and then a pair of joggers over.
I like that. I like that because I would put on snow pants and feel like a small child and it wouldn't really mentally prep me for the adult day that I had ahead of me.
Did they make the swish noise when you walked?
Oh, yeah. Like, shoop, 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 shoop. Which you have no idea how much, like, if you had a traumatic, like, elementary school experience, that can really bring that back. Like, not good. You're all of a sudden, you're like dodging pretend snowballs that could be coming at you. It's traumatic.
The, like, pace of the windbreaker, you're like, oh, I remember that person.
Sounds like someone's following you, and the faster you walk, the faster they get behind you as well. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it's good. So you've been walking. Have you been walking with Adam?
No, his work schedule has been kind of off. So he does like a morning workout on his own. So I've just been walking with my dog.
So how's that been mental-wise? Because I know that I did so many alone walks as well, like in the morning when I was back in the Midwest. I would use podcasts. I'd use music. I kind of liked that alone time. So are you one who likes to mix it up, or do you like that alone time on those walks because it's like your time to meditate?
Ooh, yeah. I love the walk podcasts and music. I switch it up too. It's nice, but I wouldn't mind having a buddy.
Yeah, totally. I feel you. I actually really enjoy having a buddy as well. So I like the alone stuff less than the together stuff. So I want to know, how has your endeavor, you've been like wanting to write, and I'm actually like loving what you're doing, and I'm hiring you for Light Pink for writing emails, which, you guys, they are so good. She totally has the brand voice. I want to know like what has been going on with this endeavor.
Let's see. I have a new thing called Who's That Lady, which my first one is coming out today, actually.
Oh my gosh.
That's going to be fun.
I love it.
It's been nice because I've been basically just like calling on people that I knew from high school or friends of friends, and setting up little Zooms with them.
Yeah.
And hopefully someday I'll be able to like see people in person and you can be on there. And
yes, I mean, please. it's
really huge. It's got like 200 people following. So it's huge.
I love it. That's amazing. I mean, that's pretty awesome. I literally cannot wait. So where do we find it?
My website is everyday-evans.com. I wish I could get rid of the dash, but someone else has Everyday Evans.
You know what? SoulCycle has a dash in the website. I don't think that stopped them.
They do?
Yeah. Does that make you feel better?
Yeah, because SoulCycle took over the world.
Yeah, because there's a regular SoulCycle. It's a bike shop. So they couldn't have that. I believe it's a bike shop. So SoulCycle did Soul-Cycle. And they did just fine with millions of people booking their online classes. So I think Evans is going to do Everyday-Evans is going to do more than fine. I heard dashes are lucky. They are. You know what? Have you ever read the book, The Dash? It's not about the beginning or the end. It's the dash in between.
Wait, is that a real book?
There is a book called Dash, and it's about that quote. So there's a quote that talks about that. Like it's, you know, like when people die, like they on their gravestone, it's the dates, obviously, of when they lived. And it's not about the day, you know, anything. It's about the dash. Life was lived in the dash. So I actually think you could definitely talk about your experience of being upset with the dash and realizing it is all about the dash.
That is, you just wrote something.
I just verbally wrote something. So you know what? If somebody could please transcribe the brilliance, I think that's going to be a top hit right there.
That is cool.
So you do have to read that book though. It's really, really good. It's actually just I think there's more books, but this is what I'm talking about is a small motivational, like 40 page book. That was really, really good. I don't know.
Oh, I'm going to look it up after this.
Okay, great. Let's do that. Do you have a quote?
I do. It's by Gretchen Rubin. It's from her book, Better Than Before, which I'm listening to, and it's so good.
Is that a newer book?
I actually don't know when it came out, but okay. I checked it out from the library because you can do audio versions from the library.
What?
Yeah. And it's so cool because it like helps you identify. Anyway, I'm getting off track, but it helps you identify qualities in yourself that you can be like, oh, I am like this, and this is why I do this, and this is how I need to structure my workflow and stuff.
Oh my God, I need that.
It's really cool.
All right, maybe that's my next book.
It's really good. Okay, she says, the desire to start something at the right time is usually just a justification for delay. In almost every case, the best time to start is now.
You know, that is like four ums. And it only goes up to four. So I feel like you really need to let people know how high the scale goes before you give them a rating.
Yeah.
Like you're like, I don't know how to feel. Is this out of 10? Or
it's four.
It's four.
This is the highest you can get.
Highest it goes. Thanks, Gretchen. I love that. I bet that you are like, now that you're started, aren't you just like, what the hell was Evans doing before this? Like, why did she wait on something that she knows is her soul's calling? Like, I could literally make a rom-com with you and it would be a hit. It would get 4 stars out of 4. Like, I can literally like do a movie about how you're starting this thing, about this blog, and how you go for walks and you're super funny and you're really quirky. And I would probably make you fall in love in it with Adam though. Like, so he'd have to be a new character and you'd be like, no, I moved back to a small town from LA to start this blog. I can't get distracted with love. And he would just be like, well, I'm not going to let you not fall in love with me. And he'd show up in all of his plaid suits. He wears plaid suits a lot. And you'd be like, oh my God, I'm trying to ignore this guy, but he's so quirky and cute that you can't ignore him. And he starts like getting into your head.
I'm sweating because I'm laughing so much.
That would be the cutest. I hate that they are not filming as many rom-coms. Like Chris and I, while having coronavirus this last like 2 weeks, which was super fun, we literally watched so many old rom-coms and they're, man, 2000s were like the best for that. Like 2000, 2005, 2010. And I just feel like they haven't been the same since then.
I know. Have you watched like The Wedding Planner recently?
Yes, I have. It's so good.
J-Lo.
Oh my God. I'm trying to think of what we just watched too. This is where it just goes awry. I've watched like 10 movies and I can't tell you one of them. But lots of movies with like Meryl Streep, you know, just
It's Complicated.
I just watched It's Complicated. Thank you for that. So cute with Alec Baldwin. I can't even take it.
And don't Steve you love Martin. The Home?
The Home is so yes. I didn't know. We looked up this home and apparently it's one of the most famous movie homes that there is.
Oh, okay. It's because it's a Nancy Meyers movie and Nancy Meyers makes the most beautiful movies with the beautiful homes.
Okay. So I just learned that too. So we looked it up and I was like, wait, Nancy Meyers makes like a bunch of my favorite movies. She also makes The Holiday, which is like phenomenal with Cameron Diaz. Like I've watched that movie at least twice a year. Like Jack Black. How can we be attracted to Jack Black and yet I would completely marry him?
Same. He's so charming.
Charm. It oozes.
And just sweet.
Sweet.
So sweet.
You know what? I just want to laugh the rest of my life. Like, that's why I married Chris is, I mean, that's the only reason.
That's the only reason.
Is because he just makes me laugh. But okay, I think I still have a quote to give you. So it's not that good, though. I really like where we were going with this conversation. So I feel like when you're like where you're going, like you don't have to follow what your structure is, but I'm following it anyway. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
This is from Julia Child because I watched the show Julia and Julia, I believe that's what it is again. And that was great when she makes beef bourguignon. And, the quote is, find something you're passionate about and keep tremendously interested in it. So Evans, I mean, you've started this blog. I'm sure you've already had days or where you're extremely excited and then days where you're like, meh. And you have to reignite that passion. It's like a marriage. You don't just wake up every day and you'd be like, you're so hot. I'm obsessed with you. You got to like stoke that fire, you know?
Yeah, you do. You got to keep reading and learning and try to figure out how to make that money.
Like every day you should wake up and ask Adam, how do we stoke it? You know? Like, and get his answer, and then you give your answer, and then ask your business that.
That's actually a good idea. Like, how do I stoke today?
Yeah, how do I stoke it today? Like, I think stokeit.com needs to be another endeavor.
Stoke like, it and bigd.com.
Big D, have you?
I probably wouldn't go there, guys. That's probably bad.
Maybe don't look that website up. Yeah, I just want to keep your phone a little bit cleaner.
Yeah, or do so. If that's what you're into.
Hey, you know what? Who's to judge? There's a lot of money in that type of therapy and that type of website, I hear. So, I don't know. Hey, do you got a review?
Oh, yeah. That's a great segue into our review.
That's a perfect segue into our review of the week.
This is from UXHF student. And they say, I started listening to this podcast 3 years ago at New Year's 2018. I've listened to almost every episode since. I really love Lori's motivation and her advice has pepped my walks and helped me with work goals. I love the episode with Evans and the two of them laughing together. With the lack of seeing friends this year, I just feel like you two are my friends. Oh, we are.
Because we are.
Yeah. Lori, you have already changed my life. As I'm reflecting on this past year and the goals I want to set for the upcoming year, I want bigger goals and dreams. You have taught me that I can't ignore certain aspects of my dreams anymore, and that I need to pray and then take action.
Wow. It's just so weird when I get to hear something like that. And I'm like, how does one actually get to do that? Like, it seems really surreal because, you know, we just go in here in this Zoom chat room, hit record and let her rip. And I guess this advice that you and I give is really life changing.
It's just huge.
It's just bigger than us, you know? No, and not to downplay what she's saying, because that is just the coolest thing ever in the entire world that we could possibly experience. And you know, I've got great guests, so.
Yeah, you have so many cool people on your podcast. And like my mom was saying, she loves the one with you and Chris. There's so many just nuggets of gold.
Shout out to your mom. I love her. I have not met her in person yet. I pray that I can. I pray of a time when I go visit your home and we get to go visit her and have tea. I'd actually prefer cocktails with her. I feel like she could get a little wild and I would enjoy that. And we're just laughing and we're in like some Southern dresses from the 1800s.
Like those hoop skirts. What are they called?
We all have parasols and we're sitting at a table having some sort of liqueur out of a small lacy type of like glass, very intricate, that makes me feel very feminine with our pinkies out. And we are just like being a little bit wildly inappropriate. I would love that. While eating baby sandwiches, finger sandwiches.
Yes, tea sandwiches. Or what do you call them?
I think they're finger sandwiches, but like tea sandwiches that you have at tea time with the crust cut off. And it's like, these are supposed to be extremely like, what's the word for like high end? Like they're supposed to be more of the people of like, I don't know.
Yeah. Like high class.
Higher class or something, when technically it's literally just like sandwiches with a crust cut off. So it's child food.
It's really just a crustable.
It's a crustable. Yeah. It's, you know, I don't know. Rich people know what's up. So
clearly we aren't in the high class.
We don't eat crust. We sandwiches. Oh, are these crustables like at some fancy New York hotel at high tea time? Have you ever been in those at high tea time? I've been in two. And it's very intimidating. Like there's all of these high class women like sitting around having high tea. That's what it's called, I believe.
Yeah.
I think it's high tea. Is it high tea?
It's high tea.
Okay. And they are like having champagne. They're having tea. They're having all of these different foods on the tiered like stack that comes to the table that is stunning. That just like has macarons on it, which by the way is how you say macaroon if you've ever wondered. Macaroon, I talk about this a lot on the podcast, Evans, or I used to, because I got very excited when I learned that a macaroon is more of a, I think it's like a coconut dessert, but people call macaroons those cookies when it's a macaron. So I learned that actually on Shark Tank.
I didn't know that. You learned it on Shark Tank?
Yeah, from the jerky guy. What's his name? Mr. Wonderful. Yeah, from Mr. Wonderful. Who's always just like, he's the bald one.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and he was schooling everyone on the proper pronunciation and how we always get it wrong. There's a lot of things like that we've just internationally. Do you like that? Internationally? Universally. Just accepted as like what is when it's so not.
I feel like the last 5 minutes, I have just like, there's like a door on your forehead and I've gotten to open it and just go inside. And this is what's happened. This is what happened.
Oh, people are having high tea in my head while they're, it's actually like if you went down a tunnel with 75 doors and there was only 4 feet in between each one. That's what happens. That's how this
I'm
works.
Crying.
And once in a while, you get back to the original door, but not typically. You get very lost. You're like, I'm lost. Do we have a question? That review was amazing. Thank you so much for that. Like, thanks for taking the time to make our day and write into the show. I mean, it means more than I can tell you. And you guys, if you have not written a review yet, like, we really love reading your reviews because sometimes we feel bad about ourselves. So
all the time.
I mean, depending on the day, we decide if we're going to have a good day or a bad day based on the reviews. So go help us out.
Yes. Also, I'm getting a P.O. box. You think I won't, but I will.
Oh, I think you will. You know what's really funny about that? Chris and I just got our P.O. box yesterday for our businesses here. So yeah, real easy. I mean, actually, it's kind of a process, to be honest with you. You have to bring in a lot of paperwork. Apparently, you need to have like a clear background to get a P.O. box. So you're not going to be able to do it. Oh, I'm just kidding. You don't have to have a clear background. You just have to fill out a lot of paperwork. So you'll be fine. Your jail time. Your jail time is fine. And you know what? Yeah, if you've done jail time and you're listening to this, no judgment. There are plenty of things I could have been caught for and done a lot of jail time when I was young.
Seriously, though, no judgment.
No.
No judgment.
I want to talk to some ladies who've done jail time.
I mean, I can't imagine.
No, I mean, I think a lot of people that we probably actually know have. And like I said, there was a lot of things as a teenager I could have done jail time for. So let's move on to a question.
Okay. How about this one? Oh, whoa. This is from Ilana Varo. Do you have any go-to templates for business strategy planning for the year ahead? Ooh, that's a good one. Like, any tools you use to plan your business strategy?
Oh, this is good. My friend actually put out a book that might really help you. Hold on. I'm going to look it up. So I am going to have you go to the next question, Evans, while I look this up.
Okay, this is great. Oh, this is a good question. Wait, where is it? This is from @kelsey.ayers. How do I connect with my affiliates in a time when everyone is so distracted? Oh man, everyone is so distracted right now. There's a lot going on in the world.
So connect with her affiliates?
That's what she said, affiliates. But maybe we could just do like, how do you connect with people in your network?
Oh, I think I know what she's talking about. So I believe this is for when you have affiliates in your business, because I recognize her business. So what's up? So what that means is she has people who have come in to like share and sell her product as well. So they've signed up to do that. So how do you keep them engaged while everyone is so distracted? Incentivization, I think, is probably the most important, and ease of getting that product out. So I think it's about making I think about if I'm an affiliate for this like Carbon 38, which is a workout, amazing workout clothes. And it's funny because you can get paid like with their, essentially it's four more workout clothes, but you get credits by being an affiliate and sharing your link. So whenever someone uses it, you get like $25. So with that said, that can add up super fast, especially if you've got a little bit of an audience, you know. And what happens is, like, I could be posting something I love from them every single day, but because I don't have like the assets or like easy things, access to like the links that could make it really easy or templates, I don't do it as much, like hardly at all, to be honest with you. But when I do it, I essentially get like a free thing from their website, which it's like a higher end website. So it's like a decent amount of money for stuff I wouldn't maybe normally spend money on. So with that said, I think if I were to be incentivized by them, I think that if I had a business like that, I would be constantly sending out an email once a week, like a template for them to incentivize them to say, hey, all you got to do is post this with this link, and you can start making your cash this week, and getting constantly really cute graphics that make me want to post it. Maybe there's a quote in it. Maybe there's the cute new outfit that they just uploaded. Like, I think you have to like incentivize them constantly with a new graphic and remind them, hey, it's really easy to make money. All you got to do is literally right now go and post this and we could be making money for you. So I think that constant, ease for them and a reminder that, hey, it's as easy as posting this today to make money. So giving them those emails and exact copy and assets and saying, look, we did the work for you.
Giving them that support.
Totally. Okay. What's the next one while I try to remember? still that first book.
Okay, I'm scrolling to a random one. Here we go. Ooh, at Larissa Bayett. Does imposter syndrome ever seem to go away, or do you just learn to deal with it? How can you overcome it?
Oh, God. If you're growing and evolving in the way that we should as humans, you should always feel like an imposter. Like, just literally understand that you're going to be uncomfortable and feel like an imposter daily. But here's the thing. Like, I actually kind of have reached a point where I think I understand that being an imposter feels so normal that it doesn't even feel like an imposter anymore. It just feels like I know what to do to move through that feeling. And it's just massive action. So, you know, and I've even taken on this like persona that it's like being a beginner is so powerful. And actually the more that you proclaim that you're a beginner, the less that you can do what you fear comes with feeling like an imposter. And I believe what people are fearing when they're like, I feel like an imposter. I believe what they're fearing is people thinking that they're saying they're an expert and then being wrong. So you can easily overcome that by constantly saying, I'm so new at this. This is what I'm learning. You know, this is where I'm going. These are the questions that I have, and constantly reaching out to people. And when you get on with people, maybe who you're bringing into your network or a new client, you know, you can just like, I think that showing your vulnerabilities, I'm reading all of these business books right now. The people who told about their vulnerabilities and what they're doing to work on them are the ones who like, and those people end up wanting to work with them. Like, there's so many stories right now. You know, I was reading in a book where they were trying to take on these really big clients, but something went like wrong with their product. And most people would not tell their client who they're trying to win over that they're struggling, they're having trouble with their product and what they're doing about it. And, you know, what happens is a lot of times if you don't tell them, they're going to wonder why your product is delayed, or they're going to kind of like see what's going on in your company, or that it looks bad from the outside. And right. This particular company decided to go to this client that they were trying to win this big thing over and say, hey, we want you as a client so bad. You know, we think we're a perfect fit, but here's where we're at. We're delayed here and we're solving this problem. And the person was like, okay, I'm 100% signing with you because I love that you're so truthful. And I know that this relationship will be based on truth instead of you trying to hide things from us. So for me, I just have decided to adopt that from the beginning of saying, like, you know, it's funny, the other day I was on an investor call, and the possible investor had asked me a question. And she said, what keeps you up at night right now in this business of, you know, light pink? And yeah. There was a moment when I know to my core that most people would not have told this person these big problems that I'm overcoming in this company right now. Cause it was, they would believe, and the old me would have believed, it would have scare them away. And instead of that, I decided to like spill everything about what was keeping me up at night. Like, oh my gosh, I don't have this yet. And I don't have this. And I'm trying to solve this puzzle. And I seem to be stuck here. And what ended up happening is she not only got more excited about the company, but she had the network that could solve my exact problem. Like, you don't understand. A problem I've been trying to solve for 4 months, she literally solved in 1 second. And I was just like, with us keeping like this expert persona and not sharing, we are blocking ourselves from the very thing that in clients that would solve this thing. So it was such an aha moment for me that I was like, I will 100% always move forward with business, like openly and vulnerably and honestly. And those are the relationships that I want. And I think that we forget that. And we're still stuck in 1995 when it's like, hi, I'm perfect. And I don't eat candy or drink wine. What? That's all I do sometimes, you know?
Ew.
I mean, there are weeks where I feel like I can't even fit into anything in my closet. And I just like, you just have to keep going. Eat more candy and drink more booze and know that you're going to pull yourself out of that dark slump that you're in eventually. Like, give yourself some grace. Nobody is perfect. We all have those ugly moments where it's like, if anybody knew what I was doing right now, I would be fully ashamed of myself. Well, come on in.
Sit by me.
Come to the circus. We can literally binge eat together and cry and watch Netflix for an absurd amount of time. And then we can get our shit together.
So much so that the little thing comes on. Are you still watching?
Yes, I'm still watching. Yes, I'm still here 5 years later. Don't ask me again. God, they make you feel guilty. It's bizarre. Okay.
You're still watching.
We are. So that name for that book, her name is Natalie McNeil. And she has something called the Conquer. I believe the book is called the Conquer Kit. She also has a new book out right now. But her book really helps you break down your business. It's from a few years ago. And there's two of them, I believe. And it's workbook style. And I just really, really loved the book. I think it's a great place to start if you are like trying to figure out your business. If you're trying to figure out creatively your business, I really did love Desire Maps by Danielle Laporte. That's a really good one just for creatively really diving in and like having some fun with just like letting your brain go to that really creative side.
Those are good. I want to pick those books up.
Oh God, you so need Danielle Laporte's books. Oh my gosh. You also need Julia. Oh, people are listening to this like they know what I'm talking about, but I can't remember it. I can't remember. I'll think of the book. I'll send it to you and we'll talk about it on the podcast next time.
Okay, that sounds great.
Yeah, just fantastic. So what's your life advice? What are we ending on? Let's end on a high note here.
Ooh, what have I been? Well, I've been thinking a lot lately about I felt imposter syndrome too, like worried about what people think or say or judge, like, what if I say the wrong thing and it's all going to be a dumpster fire?
Yeah, I mean, we're going to have
a dumpster fire. Yeah. And I think about Brené Brown a lot because she's like, really, if the person is not like in the ring with you and not like trying to do their thing too, they don't really have a right to judge you. I mean, people are going to judge no matter what, but what do you have to lose? You know, like
you don't, you have nothing. And people are so afraid of the dumpster fire. You guys, dumpster fires burn out. There's only so much trash that you put in there, you know? And then there's another one later. Once you build up your trash, that's what you have to think about. Like they don't last forever. Think of all of the terrible things that have happened to celebrities, that have happened to like all of these different people online, even this year. Like you come back, you'll come back. Like, here's my thing. If you believe in God, energy, or universe, like it's impossible, this is a belief of mine. I believe it is impossible for an actual human being to take down another human being. They could take out their kneecaps. Like we know that with Tonya Harding and Nancy Kerrigan, but you're going to heal. Like no one can take you down permanently in this world of like what people are going to say and what they're going to judge. You can come back from that. That's what makes you better. Like, yes, let those people challenge you. And the thing is like those dumpster fires or those times when people judge you or say horrible things about you, that just helps you get really clear on what you believe and what you stand for. And before that, you don't really know sometimes you don't know what you're standing for. You don't know how you feel about when someone says X, Y, and Z. And that's what makes you decide and know how you're going to respond the next time. So there's that. You can tell I've gone through some dumpster fires. So
haven't we all?
Yeah, for sure. So anyway, I don't know how every time I ask you for life advice, you have something ready for us. But I've decided that you need to really focus on the fact that you come up with things really fast. And that's a talent.
Thanks. I think I said that last week too. So sorry.
I don't think you did. I don't remember anything about a dumpster fire. So great job on keeping it fresh.
Anytime.
You know, you guys, I just want to say thanks for listening. If you're still here. Thanks, Evan's mom. Oh, wait, she doesn't listen to these as much as the couple's one.
Yeah, she likes you and Chris.
She's got to listen to this one, though. You have to send this one to her and let her know what our vision is for our future.
Okay, I will.
From the 1800s. Can we make that happen with bonnets? And we'll get a selfie with all our bonnets in it. Oh, God, I can't wait for that day.
It would be awesome.
That's what's keeping me going nowadays, if you want to know. Like, what's inspiring you nowadays? Bonnets.
Being able to wear
only
one
with my friends. Yeah, exactly. All right, you guys. We're grateful for you. And until next time, be questionably awesome because it's the only way to live.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing, and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.